If it rocks, it's got to be 92.7 The Fan.
This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools. It is intended for the private, non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or the distributions of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. This announcer has been selected as employed by Midwest Communications. But as we say, we did a legal disclaimer, but also we tell you as well that our broadcasts are available, not only as we stream them live on WHTC, on 92.7thevan.com, we also archive them, and we put them on a podcast, and be able to listen to them at your on-demand, as they say, and also a chance for you to download them as well, free of charge, at our website at 92.7thevan.com. The two starting lineups are being introduced. A.D. Don Price, following the lead of a lot of the athletic directors here in Southwest Athletic Conference. I think they sometimes think it's a privilege for the fans to know who their players are with just a name and number. And unlike Saugatuck, which does give heights and classes for their players, we just only got names and numbers for Marcellus tonight. We had last night with Fenville, and probably having a couple of more times as well before this season is over. So, mystery team, the Marcellus Wildcats: Katie McIndarfer, Arda Morgan, Ruth Ann Hostetler, Sydney Fisher, Angelica Schulte get the start for Dennis Small's team. Of course, they don't care because it's not their radio station broadcasting their game. Saugatuck does care because it is their radio station. Jocelyn Silver, the 5'2 senior. Kaylee Garris, the 5'9 junior. Grace Peterson, the 5'11 senior. Christina Moore, the 5'7 senior. And Morgan Bush, the 6'2 junior, get the start for Kevin Tringali's team. Indians moving left to right. Bush will jump it up against Schulte. Schulte wins the tip, and Marcellus will get the ball to begin the game as we are underway here at Saugatuck High. Girls basketball, boys won the earlier game, 70-59. At midcourt, Hostetler picks it up on the right wing side, throws it into the lane off of the hand of Schulte, and it's a turnover against Marcellus as Bush steals. Silver, coast to coast, open lane, shot is no good. Rebound taken off in there by Sydney Fisher. Marcellus will walk it over the timeline. Hostetler tries to pass it for Ogren, throws it out of bounds. Two possessions, two turnovers from Marcellus. You can't do business that way, folks. Silver will bring it over the timeline. Saugatuck needs to get points off of these turnovers. As she went over the timeline, Ogren stuck a hand in to knock it off of her and tip it out of bounds. It'll be maintained by Saugatuck. Second possession, looking for a first point, 40 seconds into the game. Peterson, left side Moore. Between the rings is Garris. Left side Peterson in for Bush. And as Bush got the entry pass, she was fouled by Sydney Fisher. Pardon me, it's Angelica Schulte as she fouled Bush from behind. First for Angelica and the first foul of the game for either side. Moore will have the long inbound to Garris. Left side for Silva. Bush out of between the rings. Moore tries to give it back to Bush, deflected in the hands of Peterson to Bush. Bush in the lane. Garris, open left side jumper. No good. Back of the rim. Ball loose on the floor. Pulled away by Autumn Ogren for Marcellus. Two possessions, two missed shots. Two possessions, two turnovers. That's the litany for Saugatuck and Marcellus, respectively. A minute, 9:10 gone. Three possessions, three turnovers as Schulte tried to do a backdoor pass and backdoored it into the out-of-bounds baseline, Saugatuck basketball. So let's see if they can capitalize on this gift, unforced error. And really, you can say three unforced errors for Saugatuck so far. I mean, three unforced errors for Marcellus. Oh, and almost a steal there as Hostetler tried to knock it away from Garrison and knocked it out of bounds. So, sluggish start so far. We're still looking for our first point of the game. Minute 37 into it. Jocelyn Silva to Garris. Marcellus slapping up a zone. Bush in the lane. Drives off glass. No rebound. Put back up and in by Garris. Kaylee Garris opens the account for Saugatuck. Her first 2 points. First two of the game for either side. Indians are looking at a three-quarter defense. And now another unforced error as Hostetler threw it right through the hands of Autumn Ogren. And Saugatuck has the basketball. Four possessions, four turnovers, four unforced errors for Marcellus. Not the way to go there. Here is Silva. Bush between the rings. There's an open shot. Doesn't take it at the foul line. Peterson left side. Flips it to Silva. Drives in the lane. Off glass and in. Jocelyn with two. Indians with a 4-0 lead. 4 points off four turnovers for Saugatuck. I'm starting to say this a lot, but it's proving to be true. You can equal amount of points for your turnovers, and you're going to win games. Saugatuck has forced five turnovers, although that's five turnovers from Marcellus and five possessions, and Dennis Small will take a timeout here. It's a 30-second timeout called by Marcellus, and it's a Michigan Tile timeout. Michigan Tile, winter sale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. So, five possessions, five unforced errors or turnovers for Marcellus. Saugatuck leads it 4-0. And all Dennis Small is telling his team is settle down, play basketball the way you know you can play basketball. You're not playing in a pit. You're not playing before a really hostile crowd. It's relatively quiet. No excuses right now. Silver over the timeline with the dribble. Tries to go through two defenders, draw contact and the foul. Silva with no fear at 5-2, and she'll get up a little gimpy after that one. The foul will be on Hostetler. Hurst first, and that's two now on the Marcellus Wildcats. So Silva to the line where she was 7 of 10 from the stripe last night. First of two for Jocelyn. She has 3 points. 5-0 Saugatuck. 5:22 to go, first quarter. Indians with the lead. Silva eyes the rim. Drop them both. 4 points for Silva. Five turnovers, 6 points for Saugatuck. They lead 6-0. Ogren. Front court, Fisher. Flips it high for Schulte. Pulls it back, top of the circle. Hostetler for three, off glass and in. They finally get a shot, and Hostetler converts the three. Cuts the margin in half, 6-3. Saugatuck with the lead in the basketball. Official timeout. And they are winding down the clock. We've had some issues with the clock getting started on time, and now they've reset the clock at 5:17. Wise-eyed officials. Silva tries to get the inbound pass, stepping in front as Ogren knocks it out of bounds. As if Marcellus is trying to, you know, it's not been playing some tough defense. They have. Especially Ogren and throw a couple of steal opportunities. Good pick by Peterson to help try to get Silva free, but Jocelyn resets the offense instead. Bush. Peterson fakes the three, goes right side, Moore, who throws it right into the arms of Schulte, first turnover against Saugatuck. Marcellus trying to cut into a 6-3 deficit, front court on to Mogren. Between the rings, Hostetler. Ruth Ann with Peterson on her, Saugatuck in the man-to-man, right side Ogren. Autumn, top of the circle for Schulte, tries to drive, knocked away from her into the hands of Garris to Bush, hands it to the guard, that is Silva. Six turnovers for Marcellus. Indians by three, 6-3, 4:27 to go, first quarter. Here's Bush in the lane, runner off the glass. No, Bush tries to get a foot back and gets fouled for her trouble. So she'll go to the line. And that is foul number two on Ruth Ann Hostetler and three on the Wildcats. We have not had a substitution yet. We will after the first free throw from Morgan Bush. Saugatuck has Corinza Hoffmeyer, the 5'6 junior, ready to step in. Bush misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Hoffmeyer will go in to give Garris a break. Danielle Wagner comes in to replace the two-fouled Hofstadler, who has the 3 points that Marcellus has on the board right now. Second free throw for Morgan Bush, trying to get on the score sheet tonight. Does not. Rebound Schulte for Marcellus. Six turnovers, 6 points for Saugatuck off of those turnovers. So they've converted three of those turnovers into points. Front court quickly is Wagner. Triple from the right side, short. Rebound, Bush. Tries to throw for Silver, stolen away. Schulte drives, rings it off, no good. Bush again with the rebound. Two turnovers against Saugatuck. They have not been penalized so far. Behind the back dribble, Silver brings it over the timeline. Hands it to Bush. Between the rings, Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer, right corner, Silva. Triple from there. Got it from there. Silva with 7 of the Indians' 9 points. 9-3. Saugatuck with the lead. Pressure in the backcourt still by Saugatuck. Mackendoffer stepping in front. Moore with a steal. Moore pulls it back to Silva. They'll reset the offense as Marcellus is back defensively. Good steal there by Moore. And as Silva drives, she draws contact in the foul. And right now, Silva's ability to draw fouls on the opposition has been very much a plus for Saugatuck. Ogren gets the foul, 1 on Autumn, 4 on the Wildcats. And so Saugatuck will inbound with 3:22 to go in the first quarter, up 9-3. Inbound goes to Grace Peterson. Hands it to Hoffmeyer. Moore, Peterson right corner to Silva. Jocelyn Silver in the circle. Top of the circle now, in the arc. Gives and goes with Bush. Triple right side, back of the rim, no. Moore can't get the rebound. Gets into the hands of Danielle Wagner instead for Marcellus. 3 minutes to go. First quarter. Saugatuck by 6. Front court, Wagner. Being bothered by Peterson. Between the rings for Schulte. Perimeter game, Ogren. And we have a foul as Moore smashed into one of the Wildcats. So Christina Moore picks up her first foul for the Indians tonight. Katie Slayer makes her first appearance. Katie, the 5'8 junior, will replace Moore. Indians without the services of Carolyn Finn, the 5'7 junior, nursing a sore finger, a broken finger. They hope to have her back next month. Triple left corner by Mackendoffer. No good. Rebound Bush for Saugatuck. Quickly in the front court, they find Peterson. Lays it up and lays it in. Fast break basket, first two for Grace. Indians by 8, 11-3. Again, pressure defense. Ogren dribbles it over the timeline through two defenders. Lobs it to an open Schulte, who lays and misses the bunny. Rebound Bush for Saugatuck. Morgan doesn't see anybody at outlet. She'll dribble it over the timeline. Gets a nice pick from Hoffmeyer to get the ball into the front court. Peterson right side, into the lane, her pass throws it right into the hands of Schulte. Turnover, Saugatuck, their third. But Marcellus hasn't done anything with them yet. Ogren over the timeline. Mackendoffer and Ogren play catch. Between the rings, Fisher. Right side, Wagner. 1:48 to go, first quarter, Indians by 8, 11-3. Marcellus with the basketball. Ogren with the dribble, trying to work on Hoffmeyer. Between the rings, still with the dribble, pulls it back. Now dribbles into the lane and got hit as she tried to dish into the left for Fisher and draws the foul. They're going to call it a shot, although it was a pass, it looked like. The foul on Hoffmeyer is her first. Should be a foul on the floor, but instead a fortuitous situation for Autumn Ogren. And she'll go foul line left for 2. First free throws of the night for Marcellus. Ogren drops the first, and she's on the score sheet. Substitutions for Saugatuck as Peterson takes her first break. Second free throw by Ogren is no good. Rebound, Morgan Bush for Saugatuck. So it is Hoffmeyer in the front court. Her pass is deflected and intercepted by Ogren. Mackendoffer over the timeline. Sydney Fisher Ashley Williams making her first appearance. She's got the basketball with 1:14 to go in the first quarter and down by 7, 11-4. Bush all over her, but she gets it over to Ogren, brings it out between the circles. Now dribbles it into the lane. Through two defenders and a deflected turnover against Marcellus into the hands of Slayer. Back to the front court quickly for Garris, who lays it up and lays it in. Kaylee with four. Indians by 9, 13-4, 8 points on 8 turnovers. And we have a travel as Ogren travels as mid-court. 9 turnovers already for Marcellus. 51 seconds to go. Bush takes a break. So it is Hoffmeyer and Silva, Slayer, Garris, and Annalise Avalos, the 5'7 junior on the floor for Saugata. Hoffmeyer. Cross court pass to Garris. In for Avalos. Low post left. Inside for Slayer. Off of the glass and in. Katie's on the board. First two for Slayer. Indians lead by 11, 15-4. That's a good cribbage score. Still in the backcourt for Marcellus Mackendorfer. That's 10 points off 9 turnovers. Ball deflected into the Saugatuck bench by Silva. Indians thought they had the ball, but instead it's Marcellus basketball with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Mackendorfer inside the arc. Her jumper is no good. Rebound Garris for Saugatuck to a front pass to Silva. Stops, pops, hits. From 10 feet out, Silva, 9 points in the quarter. Indians lead it by 13, 17-4. Final 3 seconds will be half-court launch, really short by Mackendorfer. 8 minutes in the books. Our score is Marcellus 17, and Saugatuck 17, Marcellus 4. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball. 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Jocelyn Silva, 9 points in the first quarter, 4 for Kaylee Garris, 2 each for Grace Peterson and Katie Slayer, 3 points for Ruth Ann Hostetler, 1 for Autumn Ogren, that's Marcellus' total. Indians lead at 17-4. 9 turnovers led to 10 Saugatuck points in the opening stands. Saugatuck with 4 turnovers and no points given up. Don't have the ball, moving left to right here in the second quarter. Open Garris, nice feed from Peterson, gets the old banker in. Kaylee with 6. 19-4, Saugatuck by 15. We may get a running clock in the second half the way this game is going right now. Marcellus completely out of our match. Garris knocks it out of bounds in midcourt as they two-timed Ogren as she brought it over the timeline. Inbounds for Marcellus with Mackendorfer and Ogren. Ogren with the ball along with Fisher, Williams, and Wagner. Here is a runner, right side off of the side of the rim, no good. Ogren, foul, put back is no good, but a foul on the floor, and it'll go up against Saugatuck, and Marcellus will maintain possession. Foul is on Grace Peterson. She knocked down the other number 12, Ogren, as she was trying to get the rebound. First foul for Grace, and 3 against Saugatuck. Inbound goes deep, triple try, Ogren, right side, air brick. Can't be saved by Mackendorfer, out of bounds, Saugatuck basketball. Garris and Slayer, Hoffmeyer, Avalos, and Peterson, the 5 on the floor for Saugatuck. Garris plays catch with Hoffmeyer, left side Avalos. Bounce pass right into the hands of Mackendorfer. Turnover number 5 against Saugatuck. 6:55 to go in the first half. Triple try right side by Ogren off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Garris has got it for Saugatuck, and she's got an open pass to the basket. She'll take her time. Score. And a silly foul by Mackendorfer trying to block it. Garris with now 4 points. Mackendorfer picks up her first foul. 5 against Marcellus. 21-4. Saugatuck with a 17-point lead. Moore, Bush, Silva return for Saugatuck. As Hoffmeyer, Avalos, and Slayer sit down, that leaves Garris and Peterson still on the floor for the try. Foul line right, Kaylee Garris. Indians are 2 of 4 from the stripe, making 3 of 5 as Garris completes the 3-point play. 22-4, Saugatuck with a comfortable lead. Danielle Wagner, Kaylee Mackendorfer, and Lindsay Goodrich making her first appearance. for Marcellus in the backcourt. Ball in midcourt. An interception pass. Bush stepped in front of Cindy Fisher to steal the ball away. Indians with their 10th turnover against Marcellus. Peterson lets the ball fly through her hand, saves it at the near sideline, and then she touches the near sideline and turns it over. 6 turnovers against Saugatuck. Kayla Baker makes her first appearance for Marcellus. Both teams emptying their benches early, trying to get all their players in this one right now. Right now, the competitiveness has been pretty one-sided. Indians lead it by 18, 22-4. Williams lobs in for Mackendorfer, pulls it back out. Kaylee passes intercepted by Peterson. Stepped in front of that one. Drives, misses, rebounds Silva at 5-2. Peterson pulls it back to Bush. Morgan shot, no good. Gearis gets the offensive rebound for Saugatuck. Indians have already gotten 10 points from 11 turnovers against Marcellus, and Kevin Tringali will call a 30-second timeout, his first timeout, a Michigan Tile timeout. Winner's Ale, stop in at Michigan Tile. 22-4, it's been all Saugatuck so far. I want to remind you that you're home for the Detroit Red Wings along the lakeshore. Is our AM station 1450 WHTC. Join Ken Cal and Paul Woods on Wednesday night, Rivalry Night. Tomorrow night as the Wings host the Chicago Blackhawks. Only visit of the season for the defending Stanley Cup champions is now. The Wings are an Eastern Conference foe. But you'll be able to hear the game between the Wings and the Hawks. Please note the later starting time. We'll be on the air at 7:40 tomorrow night for the Red Wings and the Hawks on our AM station 1450 WHTC. So after the 30-second timeout by Kevin Tringali, Garrison, Moore, Silva, Bush, and Peterson, the starting five back on the floor for the Tribe, getting some work in, leading by 18, 22-4. 5.5 to go in the first half. Moore in the circle. Left side, Peterson. Inside the arc, shot front of the rim, no. Rebound, Bush. Morgan, two-time, draws contact and a foul. Morgan didn't know if she wanted to shoot or pass it out. Marcellus took it out of the equation with a Mackendorfer foul, her second. Bonus light is now on for Saugatuck. Moore lobs it for Bush in the lane, deflected off her hands. Peterson recovers. Flips it to Gears, resets for Silva. Triple top of the circle, no. Rebound deflected in the hands of Gears. Kaylee can't get it. Rebound deflected into Moore. She gets tied up and is fouled by Goodrich. So the Indians are basically doing no wrong tonight, and Marcellus is having problems doing things right. Christina Moore goes to the line. 6 points in the game, but Lawrence is her season high. Had a couple of points last night. Bricks the front end of the two-shot foul. Saugatuck, 3 of 6 from the stripe. Anna Mogren returns to give Mackendorfer a break. Mackendorfer with 2 fouls. Ruben Hostetler also with 2 fouls. Second free throw for Moore. Doesn't get the bounce. Peterson knocks it out of bounds. It will be the basketball belonging to the Marcellus Wildcats. But Lady Cats having problems getting the ball over the timeline. Baker. Stolen away, Grace Peterson, Saugatuck. 12 turnovers now. Silva, between the rings, right side, Moore. Marcellus in a 2-3 zone. Here is Peterson, inside. Shot, no good. Lindley Goodrich had a hand on it, but also had a hand on Peterson. Goodrich is second. Nobody with 3 fouls yet. 8 fouls now on Marcellus. Peterson, first of 2, sinking. 3 points for Grace. 23-4, Saugatuck with the lead. Second free throw for Peterson. She steps back and then gets the ball, steps forward, and sinks the free throw. Grace with 4. Indians lead at 24-4. It really has not, the scoreline has been reflective of this game. Ball knocked out of bounds by Moore. She knocked it out of Ashley Williams' hands, and so Marcellus will retain possession of the basketball. Wagner hands it in the front court to Ogren. Wagner left side. Indians in a man-to-man pressing defense, trying to force turnovers. They're going to get one right here as Garris gets the ball in the backcourt. Garris drives and scores. Kaylee now with 11 points in the game. And we'll get a full 60-second timeout with 4:12 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck leading at 26-4. A Michigan Tile timeout. Winter sales. Stop in at Michigan Tile. At the half, we will have the MHSA perspective. John Johnson's topic tonight will be history on the fours. That'll be JJ's topic on MHSA perspective at the half. In the boys' game, the Indians of Saugatuck defeated Marcellus 70-59 with a 26-7 blitz in the fourth quarter. And Tom Kaysen told us afterward, his team just really picked up the pace, picked up the game. Wes Webber had a season-high 22 points to lead the Saugatuck attack. 17 points for Mike Winowicki. 9, a season-high for Joe Koshelski. And Joe has put together, really, a game and a half very solidly. He really played well in the second half against Fenville, shutting down their fine player, Aaron Overizer. And while 20 points season high for Ethan Bainbridge and 19 points for Joe Shelton led Marcellus to get the lead after three quarters. Shelton was shut down the fourth quarter when the Indians got serious, and Wes Webber took care of him defensively. So the timeout is over. 4:10 to go in the first half. 26-4. Saugatuck with the lead. And there's another turnover as the ball's thrown right into Moore in the backcourt. Garris to Bush. Garris, left side. Open inside the arc. Jumper, no. Rebound, Bush. Gets it for Saugatuck. Boots it back up, no. Moore, third crack, no good. Peterson. And on the floor, a turnover against Saugatuck, against Marcellus, as Schulte got the loose ball and rolled on the floor at the baseline. Bush will sit down. And Slayer returns for Saugatuck. Inbound goes to Katie. And she moved the feet as she was trying to back in on her defender. Turnover number 7 against Saugatuck, but they have not given up any points on the turnovers. Still pressure on the backcourt. When do Coach Stephen Kringali call off the dogs? Because Marcellus just has problems handling the basketball, and they roll it out of bounds and lose it again. 16 turnovers, and the Indians have scored 14 points off. 3:36 to go in the first half. Saugatuck leads at 26-4. Moore left side, left corner Peterson. Moore at the foul line extended. Dribbles it in, now pulls it back to Silva. Left side Moore, left corner Peterson. Between the rings, Silva. Moore open for a 15-footer. No. Rebound loose into the hands of Slayer off the back of the rim. No. Rebound Peterson doesn't get it. While still loose on the floor, Slayer's got it for Saugatuck. Four cracks on this basket. Here's Peterson inside. Puts it off glass. No. Rebound loose on the floor. And we get a foul on Kaylee Garris as she was trying to get to the loose ball. First foul on Kaylee, only the fourth against Saugatuck with 2:54 to go in the first half, and the Indians leading at 26-4. 11 points for Kaylee Garris, 9 points for Jocelyn Silva. That's 20 of the 26 right there. Right side jumper, no, Wagner pulls it back out. Ogren at the center circle. It's the man-to-man in the lane. Off balance, off glass, no. Rebound loose. Schulte tries to get it. Garris ties it up with Williams. Arrow stays in possession of Marcellus. Sidney Fisher returns to join Ogren and Schulte. Baker and Wagner on the floor for Marcellus. Inbound pass right into the hands of Grace Peterson of Saugatuck, turnover number 17 in the game. Peterson, low post, right. Left, I should say, in for Baker. Pardon me, the Slayer. This is her shot. Indians just can't buy a basket right now. Rebound, Ogren. One-on-one with Silva goes around her, misses the bunny. Rebound, Slayer for Saugata. Silva over the timeline. Pulls up right side. 12-footer is going to be way short, but Peterson gets the rebound. Loose, knocks it loose. Moore has to get it out of there. Unfortunately, he's going to get caught camping. And Peterson fouls Wagner after Wagner stepped in front of the pass. Grace will get the foul. Second on Peterson. She's the first with more than one against for Saugatuck. She'll get a seat on the bench, and Annalise Avalos will replace. Actually, she'll replace Garris. Garris is sitting now. No, Garris was replaced earlier by Hoffmeyer, and now Avalos replaces Peterson. Minute 46 to go in the second quarter. Saugatuck by 22, 26-4. They are on a 15-point run. They scored the first 6 points of the game. Here's a right baseline jumper, no good by Williams. Rebound offensive by Baker. Throws it almost to midcourt, but it's stolen away by Saugatuck's Hoffmeyer as Ogren tried to save it. Right side, Hoffmeyer fakes the three. Silva, Moore. Inside for Avalos. Back to Moore. To Silva. Silva bounces it to Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer spins. Avalos inside for Slayer. Lays it up and lays it in. Katie with four. 28-4. Saugatuck with the lead. They're pitching a shutout right now. 11-0 here in the fourth quarter with a minute to go in it. 28-4 our score. Ball in the backcourt. Wagner gets it into the front court. Finally with the lob to Ashley Williams. Ball on the right side. Back to the middle it goes. And Zogren. Left side to a wide open Williams and misses the shot. Rebound offensive by Sidney Fisher. They'll pull it back out. 18-footer right side. Wagner no good. Rebound more, but it's deflected out of her hands. And Ogren gets it on the offensive rebound. That's going to be called here. Ball deflected into the hands of Moore. Turnover 10 and a quarter. 19 in the game for Marcellus. 24 seconds left in the first half. Hoffmeyer. To Silva. Inside the circle. Jumper no. Rebound Hoffmeyer. Can't save it. Out of bounds. It goes to Marcellus. 14 seconds left. We'll say hello to Aubrey Darling, the 5'4 junior making her first appearance. And the bench gets completely emptied with the 5'2 sophomore Paula Gomez Diavila will be coming in as well. Moore and Silva sit down. So Gomez Diavila, Paula Gomez Diavila, the 5'2 sophomore. First chance we've had to see her in action. 8 seconds left to go in the first half. Baker. Deflected pass by Slayer out of bounds, maintained by Saugatuck with 5 seconds left to go in the first half. All Indians, they're pitching a shutout right now. 11-0 here in the second quarter. They lead 28-4. Let's see if Marcellus can get a basket here. Lob in to Wagner. Two-time jump ball. Arrow stays Marcellus's way with 1.2 seconds to go in the first half. They're checking to make sure the possession arrow, and it should be Marcellus's basketball. Marcellus, nope, they're going to say Saugatuck basketball. Okay. Well, that's right. We did have a turn. Steal at midcourt by Marcellus, and they can't get the shutoff in time on the inbound pass. Shutout in the second quarter. Saugatuck cruising in this one. After one half of play, our score is Saugatuck 28, Marcellus 4, listening to Saugatuck High Basketball, Girls Basketball, and 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.